I don't know, Jojen said sadly. If you were ale belly, you'd probably jump into the well and have done with it. He should fight. And Bran should too. Me? Bran suddenly felt afraid. What should I fight? Am I going to drown too? Mira looked at him guiltily. I shouldn't have said. He could tell she was hiding something. Did you see me in a green dream? He asked Jojen nervously. Was I drowned? Not drowned, Jojen spoke as if every word pained him. I dreamed of the man who came today, the one they call Reek. You and your brother lay dead at his feet, and he was skinning off your faces with a long red blade. Mira rose to her feet. If I went to the dungeon, I could drive a spear right through his heart. How could he murder Bran if he was dead? The jailers will stop you, Jojen said. The guards. And if they tell them why you want him dead, they'll never believe. I have guards, too, Bran reminded them. Ale Belly and Potsy Tim and Hayhead and the rest. Jojen's mussy eyes were full of pity. They won't be able to stop him, Bran. I couldn't see why, but I saw the end of it. I saw you and Rickon in your crypts, down in the dark, with all the dead kings and their stone walls.
No, Bran thought, no.
If I went away to Greywater or to the Crow, someplace far where they couldn't find me, it will not matter. The dream was green, Bran, and the green dreams do not lie.